This is The Record on KUOW with Steve Scherr. I'm Ross Reynolds. One of the country's largest payday lenders, Cash America, is in trouble. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau discovered Cash America was violating the Federal Military Lending Act. The act caps interest rates on payday loans at 36 annual percentage rate for active duty military members, and Cash America was charging 10 times that rate. Danielle Douglas has been covering this story. She covers the economy for the Washington Post. Danielle, thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks for having me.
So Cash America was charged with illegally suing their customers, something called robo-signing. What was going on here?
So Cash America managers had many of their employees stamp attorney signatures onto court documents without the attorneys ever reading them, and then filing massive amounts of judgments so that they could get default judgments on customers who were past due on their debts. It so happened that they were able to wrongfully file suits against 14,000 people over the course of 5 years.
Now, the Bureau also found violations in the Military Lending Act. How is Cash America violating that act?
Under that act, active duty military members and their family cannot be charged more than 36% interest on any loan. So apparently, Cash America was completely ignoring that rule and charging sometimes double or triple as much.
Did Cash America know that the regulators were coming for them?
So here's the thing with that. According to the CFPB, when they alerted Cash America to just a standard examination, many of the managers at Cash America told the employees to start shredding some files, deleting call recordings, as well as coaching their employees on what to say to regulators when they ask them questions.
Oops.
Yeah.
So what action has the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau taken against Cash America?
So it's a three-prong action. It's one for violating the Military Lending Act. It's one for the robo-signing and the debt collection. And then also for shredding documents when they were asked and told to hold on to those records for examination. So the CFPB hit the company with about a $19 million penalty. $14 million of that will go towards restitution for folks who were affected by the debt collection practices, as well as service members who were overcharged on their loans. And then there was a $5 million fine for the illegal behavior that Cash America allegedly engaged in.
So this federal law caps the annual interest rate for payday loans at 36% for active duty military. But here in Washington state, the average payday loan annual interest is 391%. Why this huge discrepancy with what's allowed for active duty service members and just civilians like you and me?
So unfortunately, there's no federal law that governs all payday lending across the board. There's that Military Lending Act that covers service members, but most of the time, the states are the ones to make the decision whether or not to impose usury laws and certain interest rate caps. It's been a pretty patchwork system thus far, but a lot of consumer advocacy groups are waiting to see what the CFPB does on this. For the first time, the Bureau actually has federal powers to write rules that will govern the industry. So everyone's really anxious to see what they're going to do on that issue.
So they could pass rules that would lower the payday interest rate for civilians?
It's possible. Mm. I'm not quite sure whether that's exactly what they're contemplating right now. They've kind of kept this issue close to the vest.
Yeah.
I know that they can find other ways to limit the amount of payday loans that that can be issued at one time, or how many times a consumer can get one of those per month.
Well, meanwhile, is this action against Cash America for violating the Federal Military Lending Act a one-off, or do you think we're going to see more actions against lenders?
It's certainly probably the beginning of more to come. I think one of the issues here is that because of the Dodd-Frank legislation in 2010, CFPB, for the first time, received the power to go in and actually examine the operations of these payday lenders. And by doing so, I think they've uncovered quite a bit of activity that's kind of unscrupulous. And I don't think that they're going to stop here. They're probably going to continue on and perhaps find other activity that's questionable.
Danielle, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Danielle Douglas, economics reporter for The Washington Post. So while federal law caps payday loan interest to active military at 36%, some states have adopted a similar standard for the general public, as we heard. Other states have made payday loans illegal, but Washington State is not one of them. Bruce Neese is an attorney at Columbia Legal Services. He works on foreclosure and lending law. He says payday lenders took off after Washington State made the loans legal back in 1996.
The ind- industry grew to the point where there were more payday lenders than Starbucks and McDonald's. We had astronomical growth, and we had astronomical instances of people being caught in the debt trap. Advocates tried to remedy that by providing the same thing that the military got by Congress with a 36% rate cap. And the result in 2010 was a series of modest reforms to the state payday lending law that created a database that limited consumers to 8 loans a year and didn't change the interest rate, but it did slow down what we call the debt trap. It's not the total wild, wild west like it was in 2010 and before.
That's Bruce Nies, attorney at Columbia Legal Services here in Seattle. He says the payday loan industry is finally under the scrutiny they deserve. He expects we'll see a drop in those loans in Washington State over the coming years. With Steve Scherer, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record on KUOW.